Bill Johnson. He is the founder of the Bill Johnson Group. He's an award-winning journalist, and he's on the other end of our line. Mr. Johnson, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Good to be with you.
I appreciate being with you. I was reading a story from the Dome magazine titled Michigan's Untapped Gold Mine Story, and it appears there's a way for Michigan to produce something that would allow the state to take in some revenue.
Well, let me give you a little background about my interest in this. I happened to be at a restaurant in which I met a gentleman who runs a company called M&M Energy, and he has trying to develop energy around the Pigeon River. Tom Scott at Dome Magazine had asked me to write something for his publication, and this gentleman told me an intriguing story that Michigan had an untapped gold mine in terms of natural gas, unconventional natural gas. Apparently, this is gas that that has to be different from regular natural gas. It's called unconventional natural gas, which has to be extracted by a special technique. And apparently, the gentleman told me that there is something like $40 billion of this gas that is untapped right here in Michigan. There are these coal shales that from which the gas comes from that is untapped. And it's available if someone wants to make the investment, and the state will allow for what's called hydraulic horizontal drilling to mine this unconventional natural gas.
So has there been any, did you find out, are there companies looking into this or diving into it?
Yes, there are a number. There are a number of companies. Matter of fact, there was an effort to kind of do this back, probably in the 1970s, 1980s, and there was an environmental accident, which called Shell Oil Company was trying to do it, and there was an environmental accident, a fire, and it was shut down, and there hasn't been any attempt to really do it since then. And to be honest with you, I watched a 60-minute show a few weeks ago, and it was a show on what's called fracking. There used to be a technique to use fracking where it would pump in hydraulic, under hydraulic pressure, pump in water and other chemicals to remove this gas from the coal. And it generated a lot of controversy, particularly environmental concerns. The gentleman from M&M Energy told me that they would not use that process in Michigan. They would use horizontal drilling, which would have less impact on the environment. And I think that if this process can be proven to be environmentally safe and economically viable, then it probably has a good chance of being allowed by state environmental concerns, the state of Michigan, to be very profitable for the state of Michigan. The gentleman, by the way, is offering the state, he's had some conversation with the state, he's offering to split any profits with the state of Michigan, or the state could use the natural gas in its own facilities, or a combination of the two offerings. I'm not aware at this point exactly what has transpired from these conversations, but I haven't heard anything to the contrary either.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. We're talking with Bill Johnson, who's the founder of the Bill Johnson Group, a public affairs and public relations and media consulting firm. He's a former Wayne County administrator, an award-winning journalist who worked for the Detroit News, and we appreciate having him on this program. Now, I read somewhere that you may have been opposed to this type of mining in the past. Is that true?
No, it's not true. As a matter of fact, I'm a long-time journalist, I've never written about environmental concerns. So, although I am concerned about the environment, I do think that if it can be shown that processes, if they can be environmentally safe and economically viable, they ought to be tried. We should not let past practices and outdated concerns stand in the way of progress, particularly if Michigan stands to become one of the leading edge states in terms of energy production. We should discard those concerns. But no, I've never been against processes like this in the past.
You know, in researching this, I read a couple of blogging comments about your story and then went on the internet and looked into this a little bit more. One thing I learned is that when we talk about clean energy, nothing is clean. It's just a lot cleaner than perhaps other types of energies or sources that we use for energy.
Well, I think that clean, as I would interpret clean, is that it burns clean. Natural gas is probably a very clean burning energy. And if you can extract it without danger to the environment, I mean, it makes all the more sense. And I refer to, in my column that I wrote about this, I refer to a report by the International Energy Agency, which predicts that consumption of natural gas is going to be the wave of the future. People are going to be resorting more to natural gas as an energy source. Let me point something out to you. This process is being used extensively in the state of Texas around the Fort Worth, Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we know that Texas is kind of leading the nation in terms of economic growth. And Michigan has the ability, because there is a large oil shale in Michigan. Michigan has the opportunity to become one of those leading edge states as well.
It seems one of the challenges that anyone who gets in this type of business will be getting past the environmentalists. The environmentalists are behind a lot of the laws that we have on the books, whether it's statewide or federal laws that keep us from drilling or exploring for more oil and gas that we know we have in the continental United States. So that's going to be another challenge to get past.
That's going to be a challenge, and it's my understanding that there is an agreement that resulted from that Shell oil fire about 30 years or so ago that says that you can't. And I'm paraphrasing. I don't know if I have it exactly right, but you can't drill, and these deposits of natural gas are on state land. You can't drill on state land unless you maintain a pristine environment in the process. And that's going to be a concern. That's going to be, but it doesn't say you can't, but you have to go through the state process and state approval to be able to do it. M&M Energy tells me, and let me point something out, I have no financial interest in this whatsoever. No, I'm not getting paid for this. It's just an intriguing story. But I'm told that this can be done and it can be done environmentally safe. And M&M Energy is only asking to do a pilot project. If it works out, if the oil flows are there or the gas flows are there, then they'll go forward. Of course, the state can always say no if it's not environmentally safe. But yes, it will have to be. You'll have to overcome some environmental concerns. Secondly, I think this state, Michigan, has had an over reliance on moving toward green energy. If it didn't have a solar panel or a windmill attached to it, former Governor Jennifer Granholm wasn't interested. And I think it held the state back in many instances, my personal opinion. And this offers a new opportunity to move forward with a new experiment that can be very, extremely profitable for the state of Michigan.
Well, after reading your story, Bill, it looks like this could be a win-win-win situation. The people get the energy that they need at a pretty cost-effective price. It looks like the state would gain not only being able to supply this, but being able to gain funds that they didn't have before in these tough economic times. And you've got a company willing to go in and go after it and be able to make a little bit of a profit themselves.
And hopefully we have a governor now that's willing to take a little risk to make the state even more profitable and increase the growth potential, hopefully. I think it's you're right. I think it's a win-win situation for everybody if you can get the environmental community on board.
Well, Bill Johnson's article is in Dome Magazine. It's on the front page. Go check it out. Bill, thanks so much. Enjoyed the conversation.
Enjoyed being with you. Thank you.